This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, you thought that in big-time gambling, the house always wins. Well, that is not the case in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Showboat is closing. It's the second casino to go this year in AC. Kate Davidson reports.
Since 2001, gaming revenue in the Northeast has increased 71%, the most of any region, says David Schwartz. He directs the Center for Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. But regional growth isn't good for old gambling hubs like New Jersey.
Jersey has even had casinos open up in Pennsylvania in particular, which is where a lot of the customers for Atlantic City were coming from. And now they have the same games they can play. It's a shorter drive. It's less gas money.
Schwartz says gaming revenue in New Jersey has fallen 42% since 2007. Dave Fitzgerald directs the Ocean County, New Jersey Department of Transportation. He says taxes on casino revenue help fund a program that gives people rides to dialysis.
Again, back in 2008, we were transporting approximately 280 dialysis clients. We're now down to less than 30 dialysis clients. So it has severely impacted the level of services that we've been able to provide.
A third Jersey casino has filed for bankruptcy and is looking for a buyer. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.